Now to information desk.
Thank you, Bob Beers, for your kind donation. It is very much appreciated, and do not worry about the wallet being a bit late. Mrs. Audrey Wilcoxon, please accept our apologies about you receiving a memory stick without any chatterbox recording on it. We will try to ensure that does not happen again. If you or any of the listeners have a problem with playing the memory sticks, please get in touch with us and we will try to help.
The NNAB discussion group. All those with sight problems are welcome to come and discuss everything from local events to international affairs. Meetings take place on the first Tuesday of the month from 2 to 4pm at the Bradbury Centre, Beckham Place. Cost is £3. The next meeting is on Tuesday, the 2nd of April. For more information, call Mark or Elaine on 01603 629558 or you can email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
The Broadland Blind Club takes place on the first Thursday of each month from 2 till 4pm at St Cuthbert's Church Hall in Wroxham Road, Sprowston. The club has various activities including entertainers, speakers and raffles. Refreshments are available. The club also has days out, including going out for meals. Certainly sounds good. At the moment, transport cannot be provided for new members, but if you can arrange to get to Sprowston, you and your driver are very welcome. It costs £8 per year for members to join. If you are interested, please call Mervyn on 01603 961407 or Marion on 01603 408758. The next meeting will be on the 4th of April, a Thursday.
Ditchingham Garden Open Day. On Sunday the 14th of April from 1:30 to 4:30pm. Explore the beautiful gardens of this private estate. There will be stalls of crafts, plants and ice cream, as well as a tea terrace selling a selection of homemade cakes. Ditchingham Hall consisted of an old walled garden with coloured themed borders, a rose garden and a pergola. There's a woodland garden, including one of the largest plane trees in the county. Also, there's a newly planted arboretum of rare and interesting trees. Entrance on the gate is £5. Leaving the NNAB at 1pm and returning at 5pm. It's £3.50 for the minibus. To book, contact Mark or Elaine on 01603 973 216 by Friday, the 5th of April.
Are you interested in going to the Theatre Royal in Norwich to see The Girl on the Train? Her only escape is the perfect couple she watches through the train window every day, happy and in love. Or so it appears. Based on the best-selling novel by Paula Hawkins. On Saturday, 6th of July, with an audio description and touch tour of the stage and props. The cost, £33.50. To book, please call Mark or Elaine on 01603 973216. Note the new number. Or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk by the 10th of May.
The NNAB Blindfolded Run is on Saturday the 21st of September. To many, running 5K or 3 miles is not a problem. But what about completing this distance blindfolded? The NNAB are staging a blindfolded run at Eaton Park in Norwich to prove that having any degree of sight loss is not a barrier when it comes to sports participation. Come along with a friend and experience blindfolded running and at the same time raise awareness and funds for the NNAB. The NNAB are looking for teams of two to enjoy this unique running experience. Individual fundraising target is £100. To register your interest, contact Jeremy Goss at nnab.org.uk or Donna Minto at nnab.org.uk.
We received this letter from listener Ivan Mortimer. He said, I was very interested in the item in Chatterbox on fraud and the ways they are trying to get our bank details. I have a couple of examples which I would like to bring to other listeners' attention as they might easily catch people out. The first one I received by email telling me my television license was overdue. This looked quite realistic in appearance, but doesn't have the license holder's name, only the email address. The other was a telephone call from a London number starting 0203, telling my partner by name that her property was in the wrong council tax band. She checked with the local council to be told it was a scam. Be extremely careful. Thank you, Ivan.
We have had a message from Edward at the NNAB regarding the protocol for visually impaired people that Norwich City Council's voting team is going to enforce on voting day on May the 2nd. For those visually impaired persons who do like going to the polling station, we hope this will give them some reassurance. The protocol is as follows. Large printed posters of the ballot paper are displayed and a tactile voting device to assist blind or partially sighted voters in completing their ballot paper is provided. We also have magnifying vote aids in every polling station. You can also take a companion with you to help if you can't vote without assistance. And we also ensure that staff check the outside of polling stations so the entrance is clear and accessible to all. Presiding officers should be trained in regards to assisting voters if this is required. Please go to the Royal National Institute for the Blind's website for more information on voting and elections, rnib.org.uk. You can, instead, have a postal vote, or you can vote by proxy, but in all cases, ensure that you are registered to vote. That's all from Information Desk this week. We have more news stories now, including how prisoners are being given urban survival kits and grubs up for young hospital patients. But first, some quick sketches may help catch a vandal.
The artistic talents of a city barman are being used to trace three men suspected of vandalising a painting at Norwich Playhouse. Gwen Godwin's 3-metre-wide canvas was ripped and burnt hours after the launch of his solo exhibition at the St George's Street venue. While the vandals were not caught in the act, an observant barman managed to draw the faces of the three men who scuttled off as staff came in to see what was going on. Norfolk Police has now confirmed it received the sketch and will be using it along with CCTV footage to try to identify the suspects.
Knives, tools and alcohol were among the thousands of banned items seized at Norfolk and Suffolk courts within a year. Security staff confiscated 2,274 items from the magistrates and crown courts in Norwich, King's Lynn, Great Yarmouth and Ipswich in 2017, according to figures obtained from Her Majesty's Court and Tribunal Service via a Freedom of Information request. The list of prohibited items that can be seized or confiscated by court security officers includes knives, genuine and replica firearms, tools, cameras, recording equipment, vape liquids, and alcohol. At Norwich Magistrates and Crown Courts, staff had found 84 knives and 48 sharp items through metal detectors and bag searches, including three attempts to take in bigger knives with a blade larger than 3 inches in 1 month alone. A Ministry of Justice spokesman said HMCTS take the issue of security within courts extremely seriously and have a robust security and safety system to protect all court users and the judiciary. This system includes mandatory bag searches, metal detectors and surveillance cameras, as well as court security officers who have legislative powers to protect all those in the court building. Hundreds of alcoholic drinks were also removed from people at the door, with figures showing 63 beverages confiscated in Great Yarmouth, 107 in Norwich, 23 in King's Lynn and 5 in Ipswich. Some 236 tools, which include screwdrivers, hammers and nails, were also taken away, as well as 33 recording devices and 73 cameras.
Inmates released from Norwich Prison are being handed sleeping bags and warm clothing to prepare them for life on the streets as the number of homeless ex-offenders soars. More than 150 prisoners at HMP Norwich were recorded as homeless when freed in 2017. That is more than double the number in 2016, and almost a quarter of all those released, according to the most recent and complete annual Ministry of Justice figures. It has led to one charity, Loving by Giving, to hand out backpacks containing essentials to help the homeless inmates survive on the streets. Jacko Bukes, Chief Operating Officer of Loving by Giving, said the charity started a backpack scheme with HMP Norwich in October 2017. He said demand for the backpacks, which are provided to inmates who are really vulnerable, was growing, with between 5 to 10 given out every month. Each bag costs between £25 to £30 to put together and includes a toothbrush, toothpaste, shaving foam, safety razor, shower gel, hand towel, warm hat, gloves, socks, rain mac, cereal bar, refillable water bottle, pen, notepad and a £5 supermarket voucher. A good quality warm sleeping bag is an optional extra.
Postmasters who were accused of stealing from the post office have won a major legal victory. More than 550 postmasters, including 16 from Norfolk and 12 from Suffolk, brought a claim against the post office at the High Court. They had been accused of false accounting and theft after money went missing from their branches. The post office blamed them and sacked them without pay. Some were even convicted of crimes and jailed over the missing money. But the postmasters said a computer bug on the post office's IT system, called Horizon, which was introduced in 2000, was responsible. The problems date back years, and their case was heard by the High Court last year. Mr. Justice Fraser decided in favour of the postmasters against the post office. One of the lead claimants, Alan Bates, said, "This is a major step forward to achieving justice and getting to the truth."
Hundreds of employees at a fundraising firm with an office in Norwich have been made redundant following the company's collapse. London-based Home Fundraising Limited went into administration after more than 16 years of trading on behalf of charities across the UK. The company, which had an office in St Vidas Street in Norwich, said 600 employees were entered into a redundancy consultation. Administrators H.W. Fisher and Company have confirmed all 600 people have been made redundant. 30 employees from the Norwich office at St Vidas House have lost their jobs, and all 16 regional offices have suspended operations.
A new children's kitchen scheme has been set up on Buxton Ward at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital to help with young patients' recovery. A unit and equipment have been provided where young patients can prepare food with play leaders who can then cook the items if required, and the children can later decorate or garnish. The idea came from Debbie Jones, Serco's customer support manager for patient catering at NNUH, who said, "It's a simple idea, but it makes a big difference to the children, and the play leaders are so excited about it and how it can benefit the children. There is a food preparation area and a convection microwave built for purpose on Coltishall Ward kitchen. The play leaders are then able to cook the cookies, pizzas or cakes, which the children can then decorate if required, or just eat them. A girl on the ward recently made some chocolate cookies and was so pleased she gave some to the staff. It made her day."
Pupils at a Norwich high school are taking the maintenance of their community into their own hands with a new litter-picking project. A desire to give back to their community led the Year 9 students at Jane Austen College to set up the after-school patrols. Almost 40 students, around a quarter of its total Year 9 cohort, have volunteered to take part in the project, which has so far focused on areas around the school's Colgate site, including St George's Square and the Norwich University of the Arts, but could spread further afield. Jane Austen College Principal David Thomas said that while the students were active fundraisers already, they had wanted to do something a bit closer to home. "It's nice for them to feel that they are making something better, and it is really tangible. You get an immediate sense that you are making a difference," he said. The second feature is written by Derek James with the cry, "Oh yay, oh yay, oh yay." Gather round to hear the story of these often neglected public servants, the newsreaders of their day. Here is Sarah Lusher to tell us more.